This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 44 people were killed and dozens more wounded Sunday by a suicide bombing at a political gathering of a leading Islamic party in northwest Pakistan, officials said. The blast targeted a government coalition party led by an influential firebrand cleric as hundreds of supporters congregated under a canopy in a town near the Afghan border. A man who tried to help the victims said, quote, "There was utter confusion, with human flesh, limbs, and body parts scattered throughout the area alongside lifeless bodies." West African nations imposed economic and travel sanctions on Niger's new military leaders on Sunday, threatening to use force if they fail to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum within a week. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Beyond the threat of force and the one-week deadline, leaders at the summit in Abuja, Nigeria, announced some immediate actions. Borders with Niger would be closed, commercial flights banned, financial transactions halted, national assets frozen, and aid ended. The coup began unfolding on Wednesday when soldiers confined President Mohamed Bazoum to his palace. 2 days later, Niger's military declared General Abdurrahmane Tiani the new head of state.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Palestinian officials say at least five people have been killed and seven others wounded during clashes in Lebanon's largest Palestinian refugee camp. The officials said fighting broke out on Sunday after an unknown gunman tried to kill an Islamist militant, killing a companion of his instead. Islamist militants later killed a Palestinian military general from the Fatah group and three escorts. Find more online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An American woman and her daughter helping people in Haiti are reported to have been kidnapped from the ministry where they work. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The news comes from their charitable organization, El Roi Haiti, which reports that Alix Dorsenville, a nurse, and her daughter were snatched from the ministry's campus in the capital, Port-au-Prince. They are the wife and child of the organization's director. The U.S. State Department says it's aware of the reports and is staying in contact with Haitian authorities. It notes that kidnappings have been on the rise for the purpose of collecting ransom money. The U.S. has also issued a do not travel advisory for Haiti and has ordered non-emergency personnel to leave the island. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Palestinian factions have met in Egypt to discuss reconciliation efforts as violence in the occupied West Bank surges between Israel and Palestinian militants. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The main groups, Hamas and Fatah, have been split since 2007, and repeated reconciliation attempts have failed, so expectations for the one-day meeting were low. Participants at the closed-door session gave no indication of what was discussed, but Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who initiated the meeting, said its conclusion was a first and significant step in efforts to end the long-running division. Israel has been staging near nightly raids in the West Bank in what it says is an attempt to stamp out militancy. The raids have led to some of the worst fighting in nearly two decades in the territory. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Tens of thousands of people were evacuated from high-risk areas of Beijing and another northern city as much of China was lashed by torrential rain on Sunday. Deadly storm Doksuri had been sweeping northwards over China since Friday when it careened into southern Fujian province after battering the Philippines as a typhoon. The films Barbie and Oppenheimer continue to have big appeal with moviegoers. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
I don't have anything big planned, just a giant blowout party with all the Barbies and planned choreography and a bespoke song. You should stop by.
So cool.
It continues to be the summer of Barbenheimer at the box office. Barbie is still the top draw in its second week of release. It earned a massive $93 million domestically, according to industry figures. Oppenheimer also stayed strong in its second week of release with an estimated $46.2 million. Haunted Mansion debuted in third place with Sound of Freedom in fourth. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 is fifth. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Find more on our website, including the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.